Amen. I think 2 Corinthians 5:17 said that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have been made new. Romans 8, 10 and 11 says, if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. And so, while I might still live in my flesh, the spirit of God in me causes me to live brand new. Amen. Look, the text declares that our iniquity has been taken away. We have now been made fit for the king and fit for the kingdom. We've now been clothed with pure vestments. In other words, that in the New Testament, when they talk about there was a feast going on and there were some people who were invited to the feast, some people were kicked out because they was not dressed. Look, not because they ain't have on a shirt and a tie, but their hearts were still rotten. Amen. They had not yet been cleaned up from the inside. They took a bath and put on new clothes, but they had on an old man on the inside of them new clothes. And all of this, brothers and sisters, all of this has been done under the supervision of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has stood by and watched the entire process. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. And so, is there any defense for the guilty? Yeah. His name is Jesus. Is it possible to live right in a depraved society? Again, the answer is yes. And it's in the name of Jesus. So be encouraged today, brothers and sisters, because of our advocate, because of the lawyer who stands on our behalf, because we got someone who represents us in heaven that has transitioned earth, death, and return. I mean, there's only one who came from heaven, lived on earth, and returned to heaven, and it's Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And he now sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession on our behalf, that when the accuser of the brethren stands with accusations, amen, Jesus says, Daddy, that one belongs to me. That one belongs to me too. You said none that you have given to me can be taken. Aren't you glad that you are one of his? Amen. Amen. If you're not one of his, today is a great day to become one of his.